accept the Sachim. We shall see how it affects our acceptance as well. What are you saying? Shat, Sukkim and the Chumash, and Sukkim and the Gemara. The Flama Medeis, HaTorah He'ida. The Torah gives testimony. That's a very strong expression. HaTorah He'ida al Klicheres she'en ha'yotzi midei dofyo li'ola. Where did the Torah give this testimony? Where do you find this testimony in the Torah? Where is it? Where is it found? So it's found in the Pesukim, which tell us, I guess I should pull out a Chumash, be the smartest thing to do. The Torah Ha'idah, it made sense to open up the Torah. See what the Torah says? It's in Parashas Tzav, and Sefer Vayikra. The Torah tells us as follows. Perek Zayin Pasuk Chof Aleph, Uchli Cheres Asher Tevusha Bo Yishover, Okay? Pasuk and Chumash. Why is there a difference between one and the other? So the simple logic is that Rashi and Chumash quotes. When it comes to Klina Choshes, Umorak Veshutaf Levloat as Vliyasa. You want to get rid of the Nosa, right? Rashi is Yishaveh because the Vliyas Nasa Nosa. Right? So, klicheres limdecha kosum kam shen yotzu lidov filiol. Rashi and Chumash, what he said. You guys should know Rashi and Chumash, right? How am I supposed to know Chumash and Rashi? Or both sides? The definition should know Chumash. Do you ever learn Chumash and Rashi? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to do shnayim mikra v'yechad targum. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you can't know targum, you should do Rashi. And I recommend him to be on Aramaic, we should all do Rashi. If you know Chumash and Rashi, you're already a half a tam l'koch. So, this thing of a Gemara Pesach and Aflam is already found in Chumash and Rashi. Again, the distinction between metal and earthenware is not an arbitrary one. Rather, because metal, you can have the absorbed taste come out through a purging process called a Hagola. We call it Hagola. The Torah calls it Merika. I'm assuming that, again, for the moment, the Merika means in hot water, which is a kind of a Hagola, a kashering process. So why don't you do the exact same thing for earthenware? Because it won't help. It won't come out of the walls, and it's the two different gerises. It won't come out of the dofen or dofyo, the dofi. It's whatever it is. It's bad characteristic. Won't come out. This is a chumash and rashi and parashas tzav and the gemara and besach the psachim on the aflam and the mabes. Any questions before you go any further? So if you just read this at first glance, it's impossible to ever get anything out. There's no way to break it. You have to break it. Breaking is a last resort, gentlemen. We read yesterday, Torah Chosam Amon and Shal Yisrael. The Torah is considered of the property of the people of Israel. So why is the Torah Kadosh to break it? It sounds like almost destructive. It is. You're destroying the Kli. Must be no alternative. There's no way to get it out. Oh, that's what it seems at first glance. But only at first glance. You can look at the Gemara here in Masech the Psachim on Aflam and other Beis. But the Gemara is in the very first line. V'yimtosh kol hapasas kul asura ad sheyasik es hatanur. Hohusak hatanur miyashari. You see what? There's a possibility of eliminating absorption from a tanur. And we're assuming for the moment that the tanur is a tanur shel cheres. Right? The Gemara suggests, no, maybe you're wrong on the sixth or seventh line. So the first answer is you're right. There's no way to get anything out of earthenware. The case where the tana can be kashered, if I may use that expression, is only a metal furnace. Fine. Here comes the thing. The boy is saying on the eighth line. Is there a second b'vifnim? The second b'vichutz. And if they won't work, it's chayas alayim hashem afgah. It's a pukum. Now, what's happened over here, remarkably, the Gemara has made a 180-degree turn and said, it's possible, at least in theory, to kasher earthenware, not with water. Oh no, not with water. But with fire. Fire is more powerful than water. So with fire, it works. Frektos akasha, what are you talking about? What's going on over here? If indeed you can remove the absorption with fire, which it sounds that way from our Gemara, And Tosfos had another Gemara in Zvachim, Sadi Vav, Vladrino de Kivshonos, to put the earthenware utensil back into the kiln, it's going to eliminate all the absorption. Vamai Kideres Bemiklish Yishaveru. So the one gives a technical answer, because there's no Kivshonos in Yerushalayim. Come on, that's a zoning law. It's a zoning law that was presumably enacted by the mayor of Yerushalayim or something like that. But the Torah doesn't say that. So why does the Torah insist on Yishaver? Why does the Torah insist that we smash the kli asher tevushavo yishaver? Again, one more time, kli cher asher tevushavo yishaver. Why yishaver? Just put it into the kiln. But the Torah didn't know about kilns. I think they made kli cher in the first place. They made it with a kiln. So put it right back in the kiln, and shalom aleichem. It'd be perfect. That's in effect Tosfos' question. It's a very powerful question. Extraordinarily powerful question. Rabbi Natan says, "The zelo choshev yotzei midei dofyo, the kevan sheisiko nasa kekli chodosh, shekain derech kli cheres sheos noso also the kivshon nasiko." This only begs the question: so why did Torasenu Hakadosha say that you're required to break it? Why break it? Just put it into a kiln. So I'm asking you the question. Now I spoke enough. Now you answer. What do Rabbi Natan mean to answer? What does Tosfos mean to answer? What do you mean to answer to this question? So I believe the answer is found in the last few lines of Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered by yet another problem. Another problem. The last few lines. Tanur shenitma amai cholkin l'shlosha. That is a Mishnah Masechta Kelim. Kevah the Choshev Kiecha. We're not going into the details of Masechta Kelim, how to get it, what you do with a Kli Tomei. Levin Lehesek Visulo. Just put it into the kiln. Put it into the kiln. And that solves all the world's problems. How does it solve all the world's problems? How does it solve all the world's problems? Because it's a new Kli. Right? It's considered to be like a new Kli. V'nir l'Rashbo. This Rashbo is Rav Shimshon ben Avraham, the Tosfos Shatz. The Ma'iri is the two different texts. On the side it says, the Davka v'kdeira shein darka lahasik shemachzir, and also the Kivshonos, Oz, what's the key phrase? Ponim chadoshos bo l'kan. Avol tanur, kol shah v'shah masikim v'bifnim, v'lav k'ponim chadoshos dami, v'tzarech shvira. This sounds, I'm sorry to say it, it sounds mystical. What do you mean, ponim chadoshos? Who has ever heard of the expression ponim chadoshos in history, ever, in the Gemara and Halacha, anyway? Who ever heard? In what context? Can I take a kli? I'll put it into the kiln. I'll take it out. Oh, you can make Shema Brachos at Pono Chadoshos. Ha ha. Purim Torah. Right? What do you mean Purim Chadoshos? What is this here? What's going on? What is Purim Chadoshos? They ever use a dish at your Shema Brachos to make Pono Chadoshos? No, how do you know? We'll start a new style. Slower, you still a chance. As no one walks in, you just put it into the kiln, if you have one, and take it out, Panu Chadoshes. And what does Panu Chadoshes have to do with Kashrus? Kashrus is based upon science, upon realia, whether there is non-kosher flavor absorbers that come out now or not. We don't believe in voodoo. Kashrus for us is really science. And a very long-term effect, this statement I just made now, in the upcoming Shiur. We're going to have to discuss some critical questions which may depend upon scientific experimentation to determine which opinion is correct, or maybe things have changed since then. Kind of panach adoshes, with kashas. Yes, what do you say?
Says you can't fix or remove the blia from any clay there. As in any case, that the pot. You can't is talking about where is if you remade the kli, and therefore it's not in a contradiction to the Torah's klal that you can't remove the kli from the kli karas.
So let me repeat what you just said. In point of scientific fact, you can remove absorption from the kli karas. However, since when you do remove it, it's considered panim chadashos, so you cannot, how should I say it, kasha this kli. You can only create a new kli.
Yes, something.
That's what you're saying, but the question, of course, becomes why break the kli? Just do this new act, make a panim chadashos. Why does the Torah say yishaver? Does yishaver may mean to make it into a panim chadashos? Is that what you're trying to say?
Quite possibly.
Yeah, new pshat. Yishaver now means don't break it. Make it the panim chadashos. It's the same thing. You bumped off the old kli, made a new kli. Yishaver just means you've broken it. You can do things two ways. You can take it like this and go, boom, throw it on the ground and smash it. That's one way to break it. The other way to break it is, you know what? You break it halachically. It's that old kli is history. It's gone, and now a new kli has emerged. That's also called yishaver. There were certain things which were broken. That's correct. So the truth is that this Tosfos, which is called a Tosfos Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham, the Rashba, is what we call in our language the Tosfos Shatz, who also sometimes called the Tosfos Rashba. Depends which kind of print you have. And I brought it in with the Kolos Mefarshim. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you verbatim, the critical line. It's called Tosfos Harash Mishatz. Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishatz and Shimshon ben Avraham. It's called by the Balei HaTosfos as the Rashba, not to be confused with the person we call the Rashba. And someone in the back called Aderet yesterday. I don't know if there's some kind of a familiar basis with it. We have a little bit different way we refer to our Rishonim. But okay, you came from the Aderet family. Okay, fine. But this is a different person completely. This is a Rabbi Shimshon ben Avraham, who came from Chantes, which is a city in France. I think the French pronounce it maybe Sens, or S-E-N-S. That's how it's written in French. Okay? Let me read you what he says. Okay. Listen to the words. Place, forgive me. Lama number base. Vim Toma. Hello, Yossi, be they dofio to have Zoras Kipshonos. Goes right to Zvokum Sadivov. And so he starts. Rabbein Tam says, the Rash becomes the Talmud, Rabbein Tam, or the Talmud, the Talmud's Talmud. He says, no. Kevin she seeko nazik a kli acher chodosh. Okay? And that somehow answers the question. Of course, we're still up with the question, why are you smashing them in the base of Mikdash? What's going on over here? Okay. I'm reading to you. Yes, you can scientifically get rid of the absorption of non-kosher or nosar by putting it into the kiln. I'm reading to you now. Those who want to look it up later, it's in this Kovas Mefarshim, page Nun Hey, the very top line of column 2. If you want to look it up later. Avo Kishavru Lohavi. You got rid of the taste, but it's not considered broken. The Afal Gav Ditzriach Mona Shvira Vichli Cheresh in its Vashal Bo. Is it breaking? No! 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 You can also put it into the kiln. Look, he says. So why must it be broken? Look what he writes as follows. I'm giving a direct quotation now. If I am matrich hakosav listro b'lias or iser, ayadei kibshonos, hayisi omer, telo sagi b'shvira. Rabbosai, shvira is a kula. It's a lenient, really the most strict possible ruling is to smash the dish. No, it's a leniency. We'll allow you to smash the dish. Why would we think it's not allowed? Mishum shelo yiyu ashpasos ba'azara. That's reason number one, which is not for now. O mishum shadayin b'liya so'isu b'charosim. You haven't eliminated the taste of nosar, you just smashed it. It's still there. And when the Gemara asks the question in Zvachim, not in the Kibshonos, lo akra porich, elamas nisin. The Torah says break it, means you can even break it. Kavachomer, you can put it back into the kiln and you reuse it. How do you like that? That's what the Rosh Mishan said. How do you like that? You can certainly put it into the kiln, because you're going to that way eliminate completely every last vestige of noser taste. The chiddush is, if you smash it on the floor, even though it's being smashed with the noser taste inside, that's still considered an elimination. Yes, sir?
According to the Rosh Hashanah, then the regular way of doing it would just be putting it straight into the kiln, right? So, but in this case, it's not a kula because you have to put it in the kiln anyways.
What do you mean, which case?
Meaning, what would be the normal way of getting...
rid of your kiln in the mikdash? You have two choices. Either you put it into the kiln,
or you break it.
Or you break.
But breaking it, you have to put it back in the kiln anyways to fix it again.
No, they just do it to the garbage.
So then
do the garbage. Easier. I'm a show of hands now. A show of hands. They both say, who ate lunch in this room? Okay. Of the people who ate lunch, how many ate lunch on a disposable plate? Why? The waste is garbage. Not good for the ecology, for the environmental.
Oh, so you're saying,
the answer is, it's not worth it. Just throw it out. At the old days, to put out all these things, you had to have a plate, and you had to wash it with soap. The same thing. I have to go take the cheres and put it in a kiln. Garbage. Disposable.
But it's not a way to use it again. Though,
you're right. It's not. It's not. They didn't use it. It's in the garbage. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, this, yes, sir.
I mean, is this what the Tosfos chants in our Tosfos and ways run the Tosfos to Rosh Hashanah say? Because it sounds like from Tosfos chants that he, like, changed his mind.
I don't think he changed his mind. I think it's exactly what he said. Now,
what Hashdasin and Lahi, why do you need the chiluk between Tanur and Kedera?
Very good question. A very good question. Tosis, we saw, let's read Tosis more carefully. Thank you. We didn't discuss it yet today. Tosis said over here, we read it at the end. Sorry, the last few lines. A kedera, which is ein darka lahasik, is panim chadoshes. A taner is not panim chadoshes. I asked you a question before. What does this have to do with kashrus? No one's answered me yet. I'm waiting for someone to get up and answer me. Raise your hand high and answer me. We have two guests. You can also answer. Don't be ashamed. Law by Shalom. You have an answer? If you have an answer, don't be ashamed. Yes?
When you break the kli that was, you have the kli and then you break it, when you put it back together, it's like a whole new thing. So even though it's the same pieces and everything, since it broke and lost its shame kli, and it's now...
You're talking voodoo. I'm talking science.
Works
you're talking Torah. I'm talking Mada.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the answer. It has nothing to do with kashrus. That's the correct answer. Who said so on the Mar Makomas? That's correct, the Marashah. Everyone up to the Marashah. Okay, finally. Thank you. Thank you so much. He's eating right now on a disposable dish.
It's
not disposable. You're the exception. Okay. What kind of implement are you using in your hand? There you go. Okay. Rabbi say, open up to the Marashah. I'm showing that plastic forks, believe me. I'm reading the Mashal, the first line of page Chav Beis in our print. The print that most of you have. Okay? It says, Tana is not Panach Hadoshes, it's Tzorach Shvira. Ratzalom alinyin Tuma, Tzorach Shvira. Because Tuma is voodoo. I mean, it's not sense. I mean, it's not science. You have to break it to get rid of the existing entity as it's halakhically defined to create something new. Kevin lo shayach panim chadoshes. So therefore, you have to break it. There's no alternative. You can't just put into a tanner into a kiln. It's just the old hat. Avonim iser abalua babatanur ein tzarach shvira v'yotze midei dofio ha-shapra de ha-sekel shel pnim k'damina li'el batanur avon k'dei roshen dark alasik v'mifnim v'masik v'mifnim bo panach ha-dosh v'sakan u'ben in iser ben in tumma lo yishaver v'hainu eno yotze midei dofio below panim chadoshos. As Mordechai said, it comes out, it's going to be considered to be part of chadoshos. No other way. Why? Because when it comes to Isser, it'll be called Panam Chadoshes, whether it's a Gedera or it's a Tana. It's not called Panam Chadoshes by a Tana with respect to Tumah. That is a little bit strained, but I believe that the Marsha is 100% right. Yes, sir.
So this definitely is not how Tosos Shans concludes.
What does that mean?
In the Tosos Shans, in the Kovas Mefarshim, and in...
Well, I think it's exactly what the Tosos Shans concludes. I hope. If I'm wrong, then I'm in big trouble. Let's read, since you have it together, we'll read it together. I'm reading it, and you're reading it. We're going to skim, and I'm going to get to the critical lines as I see them. The first, Rabbeinu Tam, he's quoted Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, that what? It's not considered Yosef de Delfio, it's a Kli Acher Chodosh. Right, so it's a brand new kli. I'm skipping the intervening part, which we'll have to get to some other time, just can't get to it right now. Skip the intervening part. Okay. According to Menatam, it's a tema from the Mishnah in Kalim. Tosas Kasha. V'nira the Matzis Lameima, the Kedera, Shein Darka, Vahasak, Shem Abzir, and also the Kipshonas, Ponim Chadoshes, Bo Lekan. Avotanu Lo, because Shah, Vashah, Masik, and also, Vyeka, Ponim Chadoshes, Medan Olashvir. With respect to what? Respect to Tumah and Tumah only, as the Mashah said. Then he has the new kasha.
That's as far as we have from the Rashba in Artosis as well.
Good. It's a question from Sota, etc., etc.
So how does he deal with the question from Sota is that we shouldn't be Mechalei, that they didn't consider...
Why don't we discuss the possibility of a Kli Chadosh in Sota, okay? So what is the answer? Yesh lefar, yesh lahish, yehen lo yotzi v'dek dofyo haynu ala ayadei ha-golem. Avadei ha-gzaros kivshonos yotzi. It's going to, physically speaking, come out. That's exactly the point. It will come out, physically. Avo kishavar lo havi. He says it explicitly what the Marshal just said. It comes out, just not considered to be broken. So the question becomes, if it comes out, so why does the Torah demand that you smash the kli? It's a kashrus consideration, is it not? It's a kashrus consideration. The answer is, you're right. Hayamolach zaros kivshonos, it would work. So why does the Torah say, smash it? The answer is no, it's even allowing you to smash it. Kavachoma you can put into the kiln. It's exactly what the Shan says, exactly what I just said. Bidiyuk, word for word.
He says that you can get the media out, but he says to shover lo havi, meaning that it wouldn't be matar the kli.
It would not be matar the kli. That's what I just told you.
But didn't the Marsha say that Tosfos held that for a kederi you could be matar the kli?
Not by a tanner though.
No, not by a tanner.
Okay.
But by a kedera.
Right, but presumably he's talking about a tanner. That's what I understood. Okay, you look at the small print. May look at more in Sota. I'm not sure what's going on in that. More precise. Bottom line is, this is the why is it so critical? Talocha lamaisa. Can we, in point of fact, consider the possibility in the world of kashrus of kashering the unkasherable, earthenware? Can you or can you not? So we're suggesting now, the answer is yes, you can. Yes, you can. As long as you overcome the technical problem. What's the technical problem that Gemara speaks about? Dilma chayis. What's Dilma chayis mean? You're going to have rachmanis on the kli. Your phrase is going to break, presumably, and you're not going to do a good job. You're on your way out, guys? Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Come again. Yeah.
If you would put it into the self
heating oven. That's exactly my question. self-cleaning oven. Please go onto your computer, find out what's going to happen if I take my, let's say, my earthenware dish and I put it into a self-cleaning oven, which is 900 degrees, if I'm not mistaken.
Not enough.
What's that enough?
The Rush says
what?
That needs to be 400 or 500 degrees more at least.
You say self-cleaning will not be enough?
Self-cleaning is not.
The Rush says like Hani Mili, that like the tanner that the Kli Charis was made in, I mean the kishon that the Kli Charis
less
was made
than that will not
but
work.
Our, but tanurim shalanu, that's not
the... But that's a test. You know what? Since these Tamina Chacham according to the Rush, let's turn to the Rush and see what he says. Yes, sir. Exploding.
Yes. So if you have fancy china and you want to touch it for Pesach, it might not be the best thing.
Well, not just that. You can't even do it then. Because once there's a danger of exploding, Dilma Chayes, and you can't do it.
No, but you can't open it after you...
It's self-clean, I know. I know. That's why self-clean is better from that perspective. But on the other hand, if it doesn't get hot enough, let's see. Let's go slow.
Rabbi, if someone's putting it in, that shows that they're willing to accept the
risk. In a self-clean?
No, in a regular...
Why or pull it out?
It's not going to reach the proper temperature.
That's exactly the point. Since the Rush is our Rebbe, let's open up. Everyone has the Rush open to him. Everyone turns to the Rush and see how he discusses this very critical question. Very, very critical question. Siman Zion, I believe. Okay, let's read slowly. It'll be a good chazar. We'll start over here. Abel Kederos, it's about the 10th line, page Yud, column 2. Afilu, in 10th line in Siman Zayin. Afilu melinu gumri asir mishum dechayas ala adilma paki. V'lo ovid v'lo asek ha-shak. Avel mechziru l'chukivshun v'nislavnu kosta rabbeinu aviyo ezvizal. The raviyo. Yesh Omer She'ein Moel Likderos Libun Ayadei Hamzoras Kivshonos, not because it's not hot enough, but because the Chayas Alayo de Mapaki Velo Malbin Lahu Shapir. You won't do a good job? The Chaykos of Zakeni, says the Rav Yoh, Rabbeinu Avanzal, the Ravan was the Rav Yoh's grandfather. Ushkogi Yibiyotim, it's wrong. Lo Omru Chacham Kane. It's no good because you're supposed to be bifnim. Inami, are they milui gumri? You fill it with coals. The chayish the pekia. Your affair is going to explode. It's going to break. And you won't do a good job. Abak shemagzira on the kimshon. Mislave mi bifnim umi bachutz. Ki ashal heves ololo bi kol atzonos. You might put it to a fiery furnace. Velo paka, it's not going to break. And he quotes the Gemara that Zvachim Tzadivav that Rinnu the Kivshonos Ha'im Osim Kivshayim Yishalayim Mishari Ay Vaha the Omer of Kederes Pelim Yishaveru. What about the Konas Liban B'Kivshon last two lines Shem Le'i Melaber Lali Panach Hadashas Ba'olakan V'Harishon Havi Kano Shav. We spelled it out, we said before the first one's considered if it's broken. Avo behesek below kibshon, next page. If it's not in the kibshon, ein kan ponim chadoshes bo lekan, ad kan the verb of the Rav Yoh. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Hesek below kibshon, ein, what's he talking about? Is he talking about a tanner? Or is he talking about a kedera? Sounds like he's talking about a what? What do you think? I'm asking a question. I read it again. Avo behesek below kibshon en kan panu chadashes bo lekan. End quote. Sounds like it's a kedera. Sounds like he's saying a keder and a kivshon is panu chadashas, but if it's not a kivshon, it's not panu chadashas. Why? You can argue. You have to go back to the way it was created from the very beginning. That makes it brand new. It's a real chadasha. It was recreated, reborn again. No. But if it's not in the kivshon, it was born the first time, you can't call it born again. That's what it sounds like. V'ayroli, the third line. The davka achzaras kivshonos shemitzarfim ben klicheres chadashim. Born again, the original kiln. Kehid perek dam chatas and zvachim. Kevin the chnisel the hesed gadol because they have vayel lo chayis alayad the mepaki. He doesn't say over it that it has to be so hot in order for it to be considered panu chadash or for the Easter to come out. Because it's totally different. A third reason, namely, that only then there's no chayis the mepaki. Because you already put it into the big fire. Well, you have nothing to lose. Aval tanurin shalanu lo, not because it's not hot enough, not because it's not panu chadashes, a totally different reason. You'll pull it out too early. That's why the question was a good question before about the self-clean. You can't pull out early, but once you lock it, you can't pull it out. You can pull the plug, but you can't pull out you can't stop in the middle of a self-cleaning cycle and just open the door. Too dangerous. There's a safety, am I correct? There's a safety switch. You can't open it in the middle of the cycle. Don't turn off the whole thing. But that's a Zerah Chadosh. Because I'm only afraid you're going to pull it out of the tanner while the tanner is still going. You can't do that in the self-cleaning oven. Ayel Tum, it's not hot enough. That's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh said our tanner, didn't say our tanner is not hot enough. Didn't say it's not Panach Chadosh. He just said, it's a Zerah, you're going to pull it out in the middle.
But like, maybe you'll pull it out, if you put it in the kivshon that it was made, maybe you'll pull it out in there also in the middle.
Good question. The answer is, once you throw it into such a hot fire, you are not chayas alay. Anyone with any chayas would not throw it to that hot fire. You put it to the fire, it's too hot. In 2 seconds, that fire is, what do you say, 2,000 degrees. If it's going to break, it's going to break in 2 seconds. You know, it's all or nothing. Whereas if it's only 500 degrees, then it can break in 2 minutes, but not in 1 minute. You pull out after a minute, won't be hot enough. That's exactly what it means. That's exactly what he's saying. This is the truth. As opposed, I'm sorry to say, to the Mishnah Brura, who has quotes the Taz, who seems to have gotten this not exactly right. But you want to see that now, or want to see that later? Now, okay, where's the Mishnah Brura? The Mishnah Brura, 1 second, I wrote it down somewhere. Where did I write it down? I wrote down the Mishnah Brura number here. Mishnah Brura quotes the Taz, and the Taz has it, I don't think he has it right. Give me a second if I can find the Taz. Where is it? Look at the Mishnah Brura, you doubt it. I don't think Mishnah Brura Yudal is right. Please turn. Tuf Nun Aleph, Mishnah Brura Yudal. Everyone see the place? What does Shulchan Aruch writes? Shulchan Aruch writes, you're afraid of the Machias Shemapaki. He quotes the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch is not surprised. No surprises here. You know the paper trail. The Rosh wins. Why does he win? Because his son wrote the book. Rabbi, if your son writes a book, you'll also win. We have to raise the Talmud Chacham to write the book. So the Rosh's son was the Torah. He wrote the book. And then the Shulchan Aruch copied from the Torah. So the Rosh wins. So what does he say? It's Dil Machayis. Okay. Miu. Mevzira lekimshon shemetzav bo klicheres chadashim muter. Why? Why is this so? The kevah shemachnisim lehesed godol kazeh. Why not? I'm telling you why not. It's not so hot. And you'll pull it out in the middle. That's not what Mishnah Brura says. You dalit. That part is right. What is he saying? No, it's no problem. You know why it's no problem? Even if you will pull it out right away, it's still going to be kosher. That's not what it says. The Rosh is, you're not going to pull it out anymore. You gave up on it already. Is the Taz's pshat even readable into the words of the Rosh? I didn't think that way. Let me read it again. No, can't be. The kevin echnisa lehesed gadol kazeh vade lo chayes alad amapaki. Not the way the Taz said. The kevah shuknis, the hezek olah zed, it's conscious in one split second. The Talmud, I think, just misquotes the Rosh. Where, if I have it right, tell me. I don't understand what to do with this. Who wants to volunteer, go to the library, look up the new Mishnah verse? Maybe they had the last, my question. Okay, so if someone is there, please look it up, and the new ones, maybe they'll ask my question. Maybe, that's my question. It's really not that Mishnah Berurah's fault. He's just copying the Taz verbatim. Okay. Now, Abosai, we have back to the Rosh. A very, very important, simply textual analysis of the Rosh. Very important. Are you all by the Rosh? Take a look at Rabosai in the Korban Asano Os Tuf Harishan Shav Koshet Diyim Kain Mai Porach Elo Kedair Shav Mikdash Amai Ava Rachmona Yishaveru Nabiru Le Kivshonos Umai Porach Chazaras Kivshonos Havi Kivo Shavar. What's the Gemara's question? When you put it to Kivshonos, now is it Kamo Shavar? What is it? It's even what? It's even better than Shavar. Because it gets rid of every last vestige of Nosa as opposed to Shavar, as we saw in Dosa Shads. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Vitzarachiyun, Rabosa. Vitzarachiyun. He has no teretz. I think the correct answer is found at the bottom. Poshet, says it, the Kovas Meparshka of Moshe Horowitz. Poshet. The Mikol Makom Iev Shalomar, the Yeshava the Krah, who Kivshonos Dafka. Ela the Kivshonos, Havi Kemo Shvira. Uparach Shaper, Fret the Gemara, Damai Yeshaveru, the Ika Hefsit Kachim. That's the Gemara's question. Vei Balabatish. Why? But of course we know that you can put it into a kiln, right? So therefore, so why? Why break it? You can put it into a kiln. I fret the carbon and sandal. What kind of question is that? The word put it into a kiln means shvira. Yeah, because that's be real. Let's be real. We're not going to say the word shvira it refers exclusively to kivshonos. Come on. We can say kivshonos is like shvira. That's not exclusively kivshonos. We wouldn't use the word yishavim. But the Gemara is a technical question. Why do you actually break it? We're talking about the shards filling up all the piles of Ashbatos out there if you actually really broke it. Why do you put it into Kivshonos? Yes, it's called Shvira, but that's the Shvira we're talking about in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara. There's a technical reason why you can't do it, because they know it's the Kivshonos, Yerushalayim. This is a simple pshat. A simple pshat. I have a little problem with one word. The word I have a problem with is Hefset Kutcher, the last word. What does Kutcher mean? What's the normal syntax? What does the word Kutcher mean? Karbonus, right? No Hefset Karbonus over here. All you have is a taste of Noser in the shard, in the pottery. Come on, I can't use that for anything. I should have said Hefset Beis HaMikdash or something. The word Kutcher bothers me a little bit. Yes?
Maybe it's based on Tom
Kicker? Yeah, but still, that's unusable. So it's not Hefset Kutcher in a strict sense. Whatever. That's what I'm suggesting. I'll ask you a question. And if I put it to the fire, I've eliminated that Tom Kicker completely. That's better. From the perspective of, the word Hefset Kutcher. I've gotten rid of it completely. So that's just term. He probably means a monetary problem. Fine. So this is, I think the Korban Mefarshim is correct. Now let's go on to the Korban that sounds the second part. Haran Kosev Zelashon. He quotes the Haran verbatim. Now on the top of page Yud Aleph in our print. V'tiretz v'en etam. D'chi ha'igavna lo mikri yotzi v'dei dofyo. D'le achar hesek ha'reyu k'il k'li chadosh. Fine. Says the Ran, is a verbatim quote. U'miyu b'mikdosh islu takanta b'hochi. Aval u'didan lo. D'chayis alayo dilma paki. Ad kan. End quote, verbatim quote. Udvarav Tkam came to Muin. Im Kane, my Mishani and Oskim Shonas Vivishalayim. Im Bimikdash Lo Chayshinan the Chayis Alayu, can Amai Yishaveru, Yislamdo Behesik Tanur, Mibli Chazar Oskim Shonas. Kivshonos are major kilns, furnaces, which make a lot of pollution. Presumably, I can put it into a Hesek Tana, which is not going to make so much pollution, and it's going to work. So why won't it work? For us, it won't work! The Machayas Alayu! But the Raja said a Chiddush, that it based on Migdash, not worth the Machayas Alayu. So put it into a regular Tana. The Ran is Tzarechi and Gadol. Tzarechi and Gadol. My answer is that the Ran holds like the Ravan. What did Ravan say? A moel likderos lima lehazaros kipshonos the chayas lai the mapaki. Let's go very slow. It's very important to just go slowly and analyze this. Slowly. But again, the Ran asked the question, put it to Kipshonos. And what did he answer? I don't mean from the Chiddush Ran. The Chiddush Ran is a very important addition. If you have a Tovah, take a look inside. Let's chazer over the salt. Let's chazer again. The Ran said what he said. And the Korban Asan asked the question, put an Hesek Tana. Right? So the Rosh requires a Hesek Tana without a Kipshon. It wouldn't be a Panach HaDashah. So we can understand based upon the Rav Yoh, against the Ravan. Okay. But I'm reading the Chiddush Ran. The Chiddush Ran is an additional line which is not found in the regular Ran. I think it's going to help us answer the Korban Asanos question. Can I read it to you, please? It's just a very brief addition that's not in the regular Ran that we saw quoted in the Korban Asano. He quoted from the Ran of the Rif. The Chiddushim has a very brief paragraph here. I'll read it to you. He asked the following question. He quotes Zvachim Tzadivav. Why did Mar say in Zvachim Tzadivav, Chayas Alaya, the Mepakon? So what did the Rush answer? No, once you throw it into this fiery furnace, there's no more the Mepakon. Either for the Taz's reason, it's going to cut instant kashering. Or the more accurate reason, you're not going to pull it out anymore. You already gave up on it. Mafkilu, some folks use that expression. So what is so new? He doesn't know from that. Look what he answers. Shem de koanim lo chaisi alayim. Koanim. Who's a koanim? Koanim's reason. No koanim. Oh, that's right, of course. Your name is koanim. You're the only zaras in this whole room. Oh, two koanim. It's like a duchen midaraisa here. Kohanim. So you guys has reason. You're not afraid. You're gonna do. You know the Kohanim do the job to the end. If it'll break, it'll break. Too bad. Lo chayes and have no rachmanis. Okay. That being the case, we can make the following comment. Hesek means in kipshonos. And for us, we're afraid the mapaki. And when the Ran said isle takanta b'ochi, he means only as follows: kivshonos. If there wouldn't be for the fact that enosim kivshonos we would shalai. As a matter of fact, I saw the Chiddush Ran, the fancy edition, on page footnote 448. He says exactly what I said. That the Ran's going with like the Ravan. Again, what did Ravan say? The Ravan said over here, with the Ravan, "Ein mol k'deres lima de achazaros kipshonos the chayes la de mapaki." Yes, that's most of the people in this room, except for two tzaddikim kohanim. Either kohanecha kedoshim, they're not afraid of breaking it. Only the kohanim in the mikdash. But everybody else, the problem is they're afraid of shemapaki. The Mechayis and the Pak, even the Kipshonos. I thought it on my own. Baruch Shem Kivan at the footnote 448 of the Chiddush Ran in the new edition. Look it up yourself. Yes, sir.
So, one possible explanation why it would be okay for the Kohanim is that there's reasoning, but maybe it's also that the Kohanim, the Kederos, they belong to the Mikdash.
Not mine.
Abai. So
expense account. Yeah, okay. Stay it your way. Fine. Fine. Interestingly, Rabbeinu David discusses this question over here as well. And he says, you know what? Here they never ask the question of the opposite of the Kavshonis. You know why? It's simply easier to get a new pot. Easier a new pot. Haka Chaynik. His lashon is, Ein ben zeh lezeh hanol shel klum. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means as follows. That takes a long time to kasher this kli in the kiln. I'm saying the opposite of the task. The whole process. It's not worth it. You just smash and get a new one. The only time it's not true is in the mikdash, because they had zillions of kelim in the mikdash, and you put this into the kiln and you use the other ones. You know, the average Jew has doesn't have so many kelim, so it's not kedai for him. That's what Rabbeinu David says. No matter how you size this, that's his drive. It's not kedai. That's why Morton asked the question over here. But now we come to a fantastic citation. I already told you I'm convinced the Marsha is correct, but there's someone who's against the Marsha. Not a small person at all. His name is the Bach. And the Bach is referred to, if only briefly, by the Mishnah Brewer himself. Open up to the Mishnah Brewer, please. Simen Tav Nun Aleph. Tav Nun Aleph. A brief reference. You can find it. Someone says the Loka Bach. Here it is. It's in the Mishnah Brewer Abosai Yud Gimel. The Mechayas Alayah. Shein Darka Lahasik Bifnei Al Bechut. Mashengen B'Tanurim. Afilu Shal Kli Cheres. Shein Darka Tom Lahasik Bifnei. Lochashinon. The Mepaki Umoel Hesik. It works. It works. A Tanur. It works. Ach, Sarah, please, Zorah, she has to get out, she's Yofa, she's Slavin. Yud Aleph, Mogan Avram, the Lol Kabach. The Bach learns Pshat, Rabosai, in our Tosfos, the last few lines, that if since you don't say Ponim Chadoshes by a Tanur, not with respect to Tumah, but even with respect to what? To what? To what? Kashrus. I call this Voodoo Kashrus, the VK. Voodoo kashrus. I don't understand it, but the Bach said it, and the Bach tried to prove it. Now, so before showing where he proves it from and the disproof of what he said, and now we're going to get to all these things, I want to first read you the Tosfos HaRosh that I asked someone to look at. The Tosfos HaRosh quotes the Tosfos HaShatz directly and has what to say. Can you get Tosfos HaRosh on this? Is that on? Tell me if it's on. Huh?
It's on.
Tosfos HaRosh exists on in this thing?
No.
How can you find out?
I don't think they have it on Musafim. They may have it on other Musafim.
Okay, so I'll read it to you then. Fine. Okay. Could be some Ksav Yad. This is Rabbi Shoshana put this out.
Yeah.
Was it ever printed before he put it out? Let's take a look. Yes. Tufshin's. Whoa. He printed it already in Tavshin Nun Zayin. Could be for the first time. Wow. Tavshin Nun Zayin. Yeah. Apparently, this was hidden away for hundreds and hundreds of years. Unless I'm making a mistake, it was just discovered a few years ago. Wow. You know where they got it from? Moscow. I guess it was hidden behind the Iron Curtain all those years. Wow. That's the impression I'm getting. They're not looking too carefully here in this introduction. Wow. Okay, so I guess the Barilan is still living before 1997. They're a little bit behind the times. Maybe it's copyrighted. They can't print it. You know? That's possible. There's a copyright on it. It's copyrighted. They can't print it. See, is there a copyright? Yup. Call us Chios Shmuros, 1997. Okay. Can't. They can't put it on. Okay. Whatever it may be. Let me read you what Tosfos Shan said with all this value, with all this value and the build up. What did he say exactly? Tosfos Rashi, what did he say? So let me read you with the words. The words are really quite amazing. I'm going to read you the last line first. The last line on column Tov Kuf Lamed. Hilchos Nira She'e ledavos tara lepleitas iser. Home run, Rabosai. He said it befeirish black on white. You cannot compare tara to pleitas iser. It's exactly what the Marsha said. B'diyuk. Word for word. That's exactly how I understood Atosis as well. You cannot compare tara to pleitas iser. But tara depends upon panim chadoshes, there's some kind of a, I don't want to use the word voodoo, but some kind of a non-scientific a reality. Plato's is purely scientific. That's how I understood it. Footnote 228 by Rabbi Shoshana Shalita. Look at Tosfos Shatz. Okay? He says the distinction between what? Between Libra and it works, but not Latara, you need Shavar. And even though the Torah requires Shvira, Kavshonas work as well, is even better. Rabbeinu the Rosh, Rabbeinu the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Tamo is the same way. He thinks that everyone's on the same page. But I'm not convinced that the Rosh understood the Rosh that way. I'm reading the previous few lines. V'tiret Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Kdeira Shein Derech La'asik Shemam Zirinos of the Kavshonos Ponach Hadash Bolakan. Okay? That's what we have. Then he has the following two lines. Vav Lamed Nun Lamed. What does that stand for? Velo Nirali. 224. Velo Mishtamet Bechuli Talmudah Lashminan De Klicheres Yitar Behesek. You don't find it anyway. Was the answer? No, a distinction between Tara and Hizah. It could be even the Rashmi Shantz that way. The Bach jumps and he says, "I gotcha." You know, it's what we call gotcha journalism. I gotcha. Where the gotcha? I asked you to look this up. I don't know if you did it this morning. Tosin of Odozara, Daflam Medalit. I read you the Tosin with Dagosa Bach, the same Bach. The same Bach on the tour of Tafnun Aleph that the Sharatzim made quick reference to. And we'll see soon the Magen Avraham is the same Bach who wrote his Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch on the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm reading into the Tosfos, a short Tosfos. Same question is over here. What do you mean? It's not Yotzi B'Day. Here the Gir says, "In the Yotzi B'Day, Dof No with a Nun." That's the different Masna and Tosfos with a Nun. Dof No. And the others have a Gersa Dof Yo. Okay? You believe me? Don't put the Tosos on the Tosos they certainly have, right? Some people should just believe me, but see with their own eyes. The Tosos Masechta Avodah Zarah Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, if you don't mind. The top Tosos. So while he's doing this, everyone with me so far? I think what I think is the truth, emes amita. And I told you before, the Bach is against me, and the Magen Avraham cites the Bach in Simen Tov Nun Aleph Sivkoton Dalet. He also thinks the Bach is wrong. Baruch Hashem, I'm not the only one. Quoting the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Beferish, Dil Machayes LeShem Apaki." Okay, cause of a Bach, Mashma de Betano Shulcheres Mani Hesek Lo Shaya Chayes. Viv Pesachim Tosa says, and Avodah Zarah that Flam Medalid Tano Shulcheres Afilu Chazaros Kipshonos LaMahani. And can Afilu Hesek Pnimi LaMahani Vachin Aktinin. End quote. He says it doesn't work. It doesn't work for Tuma Betara. Nor does it work for kashrus. Says the Magen Avraham, he forgot the Gemara. Below Doc, the Gemara Pesachim, it says Beferish, Betanosh Hava, Betanosh Ocheres, And second, if it works, we pass like that teretz. And that's so it's true in Tzvachim as well. Do kipshonos. Navatanash of Mikdash Mikdashal Cheres. I told you, said, doesn't work. That's only by Tuma. By Tuma. But for Isser, you'll need a Kli Chadash. Well, it's a matter of science. B'chein Kosev HaGon B'chidushi HaLochos. And Bossy, who's the Gon? The Marsha. It's Chidushi HaLochos. That's it. The top, 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 top. Thank you. That's a good, perfect.
Not
on the screen. Not on the screen. Whoa. Let me do that. Hey, put the screen on, guys. It's on now?
Yeah.
What does PC stand for? PC. I know it's politically correct. Personal computer? PC?
Yeah.
This is my. It's our personal computer, but not me. Our. Personal Russian Rabbin, too. Let's read the Tosis that everyone's talking about. The Bach is going wild with this Tosis. We'll see soon. She'ena yotzim in a dofno. You see, I want to see the word lot. You see dofno? You see it there? Mouse. Yeah. Am I in the right word now? Dalet, Vav, Fei. What's next? Are you able to read it? Nun. Tema. Tadvino the Kivshonos. Zvachim Tzadi Vav. Gabi Kli Cheres. Shal Mikdash. Shal Mashani. They don't make Yerushalayim. Holav Ocher. They have Zohar the Kivshon Yotze. Yeah. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Just take care of it. That's Tosis Kash over here. Even more clear in the chance. Or about the town. Dein zen nechshav yotze. The adarabba. Kli acher kashvina. Uponim chadoshes bolakan. Right? We have over here too. The atoma. Kevin the choshev kli acher. Kane. Tana v'kirayim yutats. Damar achmana. Lama by Tuma Vatara. Le'adrinu b'kivshonos. Tosis kash at the end of our Tosis. On Rabbi Lashimshin Mishantz, there you go, what we call the Rashba, the same person. The Vadagabi Kedero Shulcheres, then Dark on Ayas, the key bounds with the Kivshan Shachlem, Elo Acherim Haim, because it's something which is brand new. Avotana Vikirayim, She Isuron, Bo Ayade Hesek, and Yotze Bab Zoras, also the Kivshan, Lo Nikwa Kliach, Rabosai, the Bach wins! I'm the one who's most opposed to the Bach over here. The Bach wins, Rabosai. The Bach has a mefurish of Tosis, which seems to be going not on Tumma Vatara. It's not doing Tumma Vatara. It's not doing Tumma Vatara over here in this line. It started off with Tumma Vatara. Yes, by Yutats. But over here, Tana Bekirayim, what should he have said? What should he have said? The question was, Tana Yutze. He should have said, Tana Bekirayim is not Panam Chadoshes. That's what he said in our Tosis. Right? What is he saying? What is he saying in Pesachim? Right? It's not Panach Hadashis, but over here he says much more. What does he say, Rabosai? It's these two lines that are the killers. He's a mamish killing the truth. They're killing what I want to say is the truth, Rabosai. I can't have a truth killer. Let's read these two lines again. She'isura, not Tumasan. Isura, boy de Hesek, ain't Yotze. What does Yotze mean? Come out. Kasher. Science. Bab Zoras also the Kivshon. L'nik l'kiyach. Rabbi say, I surrender. Anachu korim v'mishtach v'modim. We lose. We lose. The Bach wins. Yes? The Magen Avraham didn't think that he lost. The Magen Avraham has a fantastic shot here. I wish if somebody, I'll give you an assignment to get other Tosfos in an Avodah Zarah, like a Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan. I'm going to chance to look it up. There are a number of other Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. See, look on the top one in Lamed Aleph, see how they quote. I'm convinced the Magen Avraham is right, although he only solves half the problem, in my opinion, and I'm going to try to solve the other half. What does he say? I'm going to read you the Magen Avraham. But before I even read it to you, I'd like everyone in this room to open your Gemara, please. Open your Gemara. Please open your Gemara to Masech the Pesachim, Daf Chof Vov. Daf Chof Vov. Daf Chof Vov. Chof Vov Amad Beis. The Magen Avraham is a genius, and we would suggest he's too much of a genius. But we'll see, he himself quotes an absolute proof to his thesis. Proof positive in writing. Rabbi Elsai, let's take a look over here. Chof of the base. Tanur Rabbanon, halfway down. Tanur Shisiko Beklipe Orlo. What does that mean? They took a tanur. What does Hisiko mean? What does Hisiko mean? When they fire the kiln for the very first time, thereby creating the furnace. It's a whole process of creating a furnace, but unfortunately, instead of using a kosher fuel source, they use klipe orola. Says the Gemara, or kashkla akerem, chadash yutats. What does it mean? Rashi, chadash yutats, shari ayadei, hesek zeshel orola, nigma umiskayim kulo. You got to break up, you got to destroy the whole oven. Natavana from klipe orla. Isn't it an amazing din? Amazing din. You got to break the whole tanner. Natavani hana from klipe orla. Suggest the Magen Avraham, that's what Tosin Avodah Zarah is talking about. This. If a tanner is from klipe orla, I'm having hana from it. If I smash it, and it's panam chadashas bolakan, and now, Rabosai, I can have hana from it. Now I have to make it into a panam chadashas, because if it's the panam yeshanas, it's considered that I'm having hana from the orla when I use the tanner. That's a wild chiddush, no? Wild, crazy. Please, Adam, one more time. Turn to zvachim tzadei rabba manal. Zvachim tzadei rabba manal. I'm reading the Magen Avraham. When Tosis and Avodah Zarah use the word Isser, Mayri betanur shesiku beklipe orla. What a chiddush nifla. He says, V'chen katsva Tosis v'zvachim behedya. It's Tzadei Vav Ella. You'll show it to me. He puts a Maharil, lo mikri ha-skipshonos, elek shesiku beiz o-gimel yamim. 2 or 3 days. 2 or 3 days, gentlemen. What did the Taz say? In one split second, it gets taken care of. He said 2 or 3 days. That's one of the reasons I don't think the Taz is correct. He says 2 or 3 days in the Maril. You know, that's not correct. Not 2 or 3 seconds or minutes. It's longer than that. Okay? Now, what is Tosin saying, Zvachim, Tzadei Vav Ella? Tosin is going to be an excellent Chazara for us. Is it ready now? Not everybody saw the Tosin Shantz. Not everybody saw the Tosin Zerosh. But you all saw Al Tosfos, you all saw the Rush in Siman Zayin, you all saw the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah, and now you're going to all see the Tosfos in Zvachim. It'll be a good Chazara on this very complex issue. Okay. There shall Mikdash Hamayi Shavei, Tema. Oh no, just giving this for the month. See, I'm trying to avoid a certain technical cows we'll get to. Let's say it's Xeris HaKosuv. Rabbi Natame Omer, Tikshahusku Nasik Kerem Chadashim. How do you know? A Torah Dal Shikri Cherish and Yotzimi De Do Fil Yolam. Can you see? Is this big enough for you to see? Can everyone read this in the back?
Yeah.
Yes? Make it bigger. I think it's something else. I'm fine, but I'm not sure they can see in the back. Don't make it too big, I'm going to lose it. Okay. You got it all on the screen? Move it over this way. Whoa. Oh, wow. That was like, ooh, ooh. Okay, we got it. Bigger. Thank you. Ramari, also be the dolphin, there's our kipsha. Hello, Vadai. Kishahusku nasu kelem chadoshim, v'chashivi kelem acherim. Ponu chadoshim bo lekan. Okay. By Tumo, Klicheris is told Shvira. And then take us out to Osvis. Tanur. Oh! What does he say? Lamino and Amayutat, Velok Shisiku Levas Bozui Tarasa, the Choshev Kugayacher. Vechei Tanur Shisiko Beklipe Orla Psochem Chavav, Chodosh Yutat, Amalo Domit Licheras the Tanur, the Cave and the Tanur, the Shmisha the Esig, Lachoshev Panachadosh is here. That's exactly what he says. So the Magen Avraham is a genius. I mean, first he thought of it on his own. Then he found it in the Tosin Zvach of Lehedja. That's what it sounds like. He thought about his own. Then he found proof to his point from a Tosin Mesechta Zvachim. Then he's a long time to understand. B'shema, af b'taner v'ya masika b'fnim u'machot, ken tatchila zasiyoso, sheyotzer oseyu, nosel l'kimshem, ersher, shezeh yomoel, maybe that's mamish panachadoshes, which works even by a taner, which is normally only b'fnim, since you do it b'fnim u'machot, that's only abnormal, don't also be panachadoshes, fine. And both say, al-kol panah, what do you see from this? That the Magen Avraham is correct. Let's go back. Can we go back to Avodah Zarah? My friend pressing some. I hope you didn't erase. Just press one button and go right back to Avodah Zarah. Just want to share. Good Chazar. Here we are. Thank you so much. Good. Leave it. That's good. I want this one. I'll just move it over a little bit. Good. Perfect. Stop it. Okay. I asked you to see in the Bach the little old gimel. See? Let's get back to these two lines. Avotana v'kirayim she'isuran. So the Magen Avraham said chacham adif minavi means ister tana she'siku b'kli peyola ikachosim in a sefer. You're right. You have to look at the Sefer Zvachim. That's the Chazal expression. Divrei Torah aniyim b'makor echad v'ashir b'makom acher. Look in Zvachim and tell what they meant in Avodah Zarah. That's okay. Let's keep going. Boy are they hesek ein yotzei b'havzoras also in the kivshem. Let's see what the Gimel stands for. It's a Bach. Remember, the Bach is Bach. Oh. Hope you can read it. Put on your reading, I don't know, call it. Pirish. Afilu le'inyan iser lo choshiv kliacher. V'kosh keninyan tumma. V'chein tosu perakol shah. Sof daf lamin. Yes, he says, in perak dam chatos, the daf gehesik apnimi. Okay, that's going to work, that's a separate shmuz. But he had a mefruish word, Rabbo said, what word did he go on? He was smart about it. He didn't say it on the word of Isura. That maybe he knew about the Magen Avraham, maybe he had seen the Tosin Zvachim. So he probably knew about the Klipei Arba. The word, what word is he focusing on? What word? A four-letter word! What's the four-letter word? Yotzei. What do you do with that? You want to see a bigger bold print, the word, four-letter word? I'll show it. I'm not afraid of four-letter words. There it is in big print. Yotzei. What do you do with that? On both sides. Ponim Chadosh's Bolakan, the Tum of Atara, has nothing to do with Yitzia, with the scientific pulling out of taste particles. This is really bad, Rabosai. The Magen Avraham was smart enough to avoid this issue. He's only talking about the word Isser. Okay, Isser of Klipa Yorla. What do the word Yotze? I'm going to give the best teretz I can possibly give you. If you have a better one, a different gear, some one of those toasts you're going to look up for me tomorrow, Ben Ochanan or who knows what, I'm happy to accept your better answer. This is my answer. I know it's going to sound a little bit strange, but I don't know anything better. In my humble opinion, my only way to get out of this word is as follows. Sure, in Pesachim Laman Beis, the word Yotzei, and a Yotzei mitei dofi l'olam is a scientific term. It's not going to come out of the earth and wind. Here, I know I'm saying it, but I have nothing better. The word Yotzei means in a completely different context. Not in the context over here. You are yotzei your quote obligation. There's an obligation of yutats. The Torah demands you have to smash it. Yutats. Halacha says, yutats. You have a requirement to smash it in order to obviate the problem of tanash and siku b'klipa yorub. Or in the Sefta Kalim, you have an obligation to smash it in order to eliminate the tumor. I'm saying a loop shower both sides. When it says over here the word yotzei, right? In a yotzei, you cannot be, quote, yotzei, your obligation of smashing it, thereby rendering it panim chadoshes and eliminating the tumor or the Easter hanah which came from the klipei arla, which we used. Why not? Says the Holy Tosfos, Ein yotze b'achzoras also the kivshan, well, they can kli acher because it's humdrum. Ma'aseh b'chol yom, you always use a tana that fashion. You're not yotze the din of yutat, whether in psachim chavav yisur or in the Mishnah Kalim Perakei, which tells us close. It's a little bit of a strain, I know, because the word yotze in our context seems to mean yotze b'dedof, feel scientifically. That's the only thing I can do so far. Yes. We just don't accept that. The science that we're suggesting is not Bach science, it's Marshall science. Marshall science is, it's going to come out okay, it just will not be upon the Chadashis. Kids, if you have a better pshat, I would love to have a better pshat, but I think my pshat, at least in desperation, if I don't have another pshat, will have to be something which we're going to rely upon. Yes, sir.
Can I just repeat the question with Yotze?
Yeah. The word Yotze, throughout our sugya, what did it mean? We had him psach and naflam, and a yotze with a dofalom means it's not going to come out. Here it tells you the word en yotze. En yotze means it's not going to come out. That's exactly what the Bach said. The Bach focused on the word yotze. Not going to come out. It sounds like to us to be medieval science, we don't understand how this works. How can it be that it's going to come out? Because Tana won't come out, we don't understand it. So that's what the Marashah's right. Of course it's going to come out. Just says not going to be part of Chadashis. What do the word Yotze? So in desperation, I'm answering you, you're not Yotze, the Chiyuv of Yutat, which is found both in the Mishnah here, Tana Karayim Yutat, and in Psachim Chavav, which says Chodesh Yutat. Huh? I don't have anything better right now. The Magen Rav did not address the word Yutat at all. Just didn't address it. He didn't address it. It's interesting to note that if you think the Bach got away with it easy, what he said, I'm going to read you Rashash. Can you get Rashash in this essay? Can you get Rashash in? No. Okay.
They have it on
okay. I'll read it. You can look at yourself. The Rashash is on that Tosis in Avodah Zarah, where he takes the Bach apart. He's not happy with the Bach. Of course, he doesn't bother telling us what to do with the word Yotze. I wish he would do that, and we'd have less attack and more explanation. I prefer that, but all right. Is lashon of the Rashash. Hein b'psachim v'zvacha shem b'vuar. The inyan isura mahani afilu misikam b'fnim. V'ha kavanasim b'tano chodesh se shiku b'kli b'yol ayin tos v'zvachim. V'divri habach b'agos of kan temuim. And the Magen Rav already shlugged them up. Very nice. We didn't help with the word Yotze. I'm counting on you to look at the different posts in the Avodah Zarah. There's maybe others. Maybe there was a Ruah talked about it there. They're different Balei HaTosis. There's another one. There's a Tosis somewhere or other that exists in the Avodah Zarah. Maybe they have a different phrase. I'm deputizing the entire Shia to help me out with that. Please, if you can find. Okay. Now. So that's to your question, Rabbi Osai, of self-clean, I believe is a legitimate question. Because we didn't see, we read the Rush carefully, it has to be 2,000 degrees to get it out. We saw, if it's not the 2,000 degree original kiln, there are two technical problems. What are the technical problems? It's chayra. Dilma chayis, it's one technical problem, which means we thought it means you're going to pull it out in the middle. And what else? We have two technical problems that the Rush spoke about. Huh?
Or maybe it's not hot.
Maybe it's not hot enough. But the question, if it's 900 degrees, sounds plenty hot to me. The Kitzer, I'm not sure. So now, Rabosai, I want to discuss one more thing before. Yes, sir. Libun.
Yeah.
This is Libun. 900 degrees.
For the pottery to get white hot.
Oh. have not yet discussed how hot enough things have to be for them to be considered libun. I made a statement that libun is 900 degrees. Rav Moshe did better than me. He said 700 degrees. How do you like that? Okay, you want to know that the various descriptions that we're going to discuss at great length in the Rosh and in the other sources, and based on what I've got in Zara, sound like maybe even hotter than that. We'll come to that. White. White hot. White hot. Red hot. Yep. Okay. 900 degrees sounds hot to me. I mean, I don't know. But before that, I have a thought. I want to learn a little Gemara with you. And tomorrow, both said, we're going to discuss a very important topic, which we're not going to finish tomorrow. No way. We're going to start talking about it tomorrow. It's the top Tosfos Lamed Amud Beis, which is elaborated upon at great length by the Rosh and by the Ran and by all the Gedolei HaMefarshim. Mamish. It'll be worthwhile to see the Gemara Avodah Zarah that I involved, just as it's quoted, if you have a chance. But let me just read a little Gemara first. Lamed Amud Beis. I think we're done for this for the moment, I think. Lights, isn't it? Lights. Thank you. Let's see the Gemara Lamed Amud Beis. Says the Gemara as follows. Omele Ravina Ravashi. Hanisakini up to the Bach Aleph. Bepisra. Hechi Avdinalu. What do we do with the knives? Omele Ledidi Chadata Ko Avdina. I get new knives. Omele Tenach Mar De Efshale. You can do it. Why Rashi Lemar De Efshale? Shahari Oshir Ato. You are rich. You are rich. But for those, the left shalei, my. Oh, well, they know. I know, okay, ain't chadada kamina. You have to make it new. It's enough to make it like new. Good as new. Yes, sir.
There's this question. I mean, maybe you have to get new ones.
Oh, so do you or don't you?
I mean, we conclude no, but...
Whoa, who said we conclude no? Who said? I'm going to read you the Taz, Rebbe Osai. I'm reading the Taz in Simen Tov Nun Aleph Sif Kot Nehei. Don't jump to conclusions. Maybe you have some new ones. Tov Nun Aleph Sif Kot Nehei. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbi say, open up the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Gimel. Tov Nun Aleph Gimel. Says Sakinin Magilon, etc., etc. The Kasha the knife. Okay. The Kasha the knife. The Kasha the knife. Says the Taz, I'm reading the Lashon of the Taz. Listen to this. He wants to know the idea of making new knives. Right, what does Rashi say? Rashi has enough Lama Namad Beis. Look on the Rashi. Lama Namad Beis. Rashi says, the di chadat avda, but tzorchi osin sakinu chadashin, new knives. He wants to know why only by Pesach, by treifas we know the kasha kalev. What's going on over here? Right? What's happening? Right? Look what he says. V'nirali avadi in kasher and somehow or other. So Moses was going to say at the end, however you do with the fire, with water, whatever it may be. Mistaber lahach mitvei b'sakin mishakelin came in the tashmish of todir b'bchavetz umatza v'yesh k'tzas dokim she'enam nirim alken min aror l'chol yirei shamayim she'yilo tosefes asara b'zeh b'mashu mitzad ad-din. Therefore he says, what'd you do? He said, I made new ones. I'm machmer b'yoser. I don't rely upon the Iker ad-din. You, what do we do? He answered, all right. Kein chad, as good as new. The best you can do, put it in the fire. No concludes, no. Don't even need a fire. It's enough to put it in hot water. Let's just see the Gemara just quickly. The Gemara says as follows, Rabosai, quickly. What do you do? Katayu betina. I would cover the handle with some cement. Uparzalaya benura. and put the blade into the fire, and the cement will prevent the blade from getting, for the handle from getting ruined. And then you crash the blade, the handle in hot water. Ilchasa? No, don't be so machmir. Edividi beroslim of a klirishin. Klirishin means it wasn't the fire. We'll get to the details later. End of the sugi rabosai. What do you see from this? It's a good idea to get new ones. Vayadeizem atzinu shabbat bepiyot shabbat sagadol. I brought in my sitter today. No sitter in this room. I brought in the sitter. I mean, art scroll sitter rabosai still has. Now you see it, now you don't. The Yosef and Shabbos is going to put the Aussie against the hand of the China the cutting room there. Boy, I'm so angry with that. Okay. So they have a Yosef and Shabbos Agoro. I'm putting it in. You can downstairs, our base manager still has this. Elokei Arucha starts at the back of page 382 in the standard, what they call Yitzchak Yar Siddur. And he tells you, he quotes it over here in the Taz. Sakina. Rabosai, actually, this is really the top line on page 383. Easy to find. It goes in alphabetical order. Aleph is a Samach. Sami from the Siddur. Sakine dishtamesh bu chamira laruchin. You want to use a chametz stick, a knife? No. Im evsher laso son chadoshim e meshubachim. Mordechai, you're right. You have to have new knives. Nebuch. V'ilo. You can't afford it. Magilin beroskin. How do you like that? Often appeared, is it from the Rishonim, Yosef Tumelim, from the Gedolei Rishonim. He said they should try to get new knives. Mavua Kamoshka Samni says the Taz. Af Mitzad Adin, Sagi Berosin. Hakona Sakinim Chadashim, Hei Meshubachim, Vuhu Yosef Tov. I saw in the Sefer HaGolos Kelim, which I have on my desk, I took it from downstairs, you can see it in Beis Medrash. You know, there were those who extended to all Klei Chametz, not just knives that have little holes and they're used all on a regular basis. We're based upon what? Torah says, Ushmartim es hamatzos. And the Moyavam es chapal says, what Ushmartim es mishmartim means? Mishmeres the mishmartim. Shmartim es hamatzos, when it comes to chametz, we have many gsyogim, gedorim, and chumris, and one of them would be ideally to buy new kelim. While he's asking this question, one final source, open up the Shulchan Aruch. The tough membeis sif vav. Yes, what's your question?
It's hard to say this has anything to do with Chum and the Chametz because there's no, not really Nachman for anything here, there's no Shita or Dea, that there's no such thing as Kashering Kalim like there is with certain things being also.
Well. There may be little holes in the knives which are hard to get into, and it's used a lot, there could be difference of opinion. We'll get to tomorrow. Terabola, Yisurabola. Well, there could be some differences. So I'm just to end the shiur with some interesting. This is an amazing sif, an amazing Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says in Siman Tov Mem Beis Sif Vav, talking about Chumras. Nagu legarer haksolim vakisol shenagu mem chametz. The custom was to scrape away the walls and the chairs which chametz touch. Who has this experience today? Who's ever scraped away a wall or a chair? Yeah, you've done. Yeah, didn't show it off. A minute.
Oh.
Says the Mechaber, top line. V'yesh lahem al mashi yismofu. Who ever heard of this? Yesh al mashi yismofu is for a leniency. It's a stringency. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavchetz. Wrote to Lomar. De'ein lilog al aminig. You should not make fun of the customs, you just said. Lomar shu minig shtus v'chumra yaseir. No. It's a smach b'nai rishalmi. Hita hatoch b'yaseir. But it's a chayal levar. So there's some chumras that have a basis. Well, you see two things from here. Number one, Rabosai, most chumras have a basis. But number two, you know, Yisrael, Kedoshim, and Nogal, Achim, people, Mashu, the Mishkarti, and the base says. But there are some chumras that are already over the top. And then you can make fun of. And you see that both. You see both of these things from this Mishnah Berurah. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the sugya of knives, a terabola, Yisurabola, the sugya of Avodah Zarah, the last half I involved, with Pesach and Daflam. Okay.